And we are awaiting word out of a Washington courtroom where Michael Flynn is apparently pleading guilty to making false statements to the FBI. The Washington Post is reporting that he did plead guilty. We're waiting for corroboration on that. In the meantime, what does it mean? What's next? We have on the KSRO live line with us this morning, Barak Cohen. He is a former federal prosecutor, and he is with the law firm of Perkins and Coe. Barak, thanks for being with us this morning.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
So Michael Flynn in a courtroom at this hour, he is expected to plead guilty. And question number one, what could happen to Michael Flynn as a result of that plea?
Well, for sure, ultimately what's going to happen is he'll be sentenced. Whether he does jail time or not is going to be up to a district court judge in Washington, D.C. What's also happening at the same time, that's probably more important, at least to the special prosecutor or special counsel, is that he's providing information. And I'm sure he has been providing information for a while, but he's going to continue providing information that they view valuable as to their bigger investigation.
Yeah, so then do we know yet then if Flynn is working with the special prosecutor on the with Trump in regards to the case?
Well, there's no doubt that he's working with a special counsel. We know that because he's pleading guilty. The reason he's being permitted to plead guilty to the charge of a false statement, which is a lesser charge,
yeah,
compared to what we know was being investigated.
I would think so.
Is because he's providing information the special counsel sees as valuable. There's no other reason why he's pleading guilty right now.
Well, they have to get those inside guys, right? That's really the only way that these dominoes continue to fall, correct?
That's absolutely right. White-collar prosecutors and prosecutors generally can't make cases without cooperation from the inside.
You know, we've heard words, I've been sort of going on the Twitter feeds, that Flynn has actually told the prosecutors that Donald Trump told him to contact Russians.
I have not personally seen that.
Yeah.
I can't comment. I don't know.
But
if he said that, that's pretty valuable information for the prosecutors.
And how far up the food chain is Robert Mueller expecting this whole thing to go? Any ideas, Brock?
I don't know. All I can say is that they would not permit Flynn to plead guilty, particularly to this kind of lesser charge, unless he's providing information that they view as valuable. And it lets them make a bigger case. So for sure, they're in the process of making a bigger case.
But the one thing about Flynn is he wasn't there very long. You know, he didn't operate as a national security advisor. Is it just a timing thing? You know, that the time that he was there is so valuable to this entire look-see?
Well, I think it's a combination of the timing and the fact that the timing and what he was doing at the time probably put him in contact with some pretty influential people that are in Mueller's crosshairs right now.
It's timing, though, right? But also his son's involved. He was also involved in the campaign. And there's all sorts of allegations with him in his international business dealings. So he seems to sort of be the epicenter of maybe some bad stuff.
Could be. We're speculating. For sure, he is not the highest person on the totem pole, because if he were, I'm not sure we would be seeing this kind of plea deal. We wouldn't be seeing this kind of plea.
Yeah.
He would be in a different position.
But there is also the question of a presidential pardon. So let's say Michael Flynn is pleading guilty right now and he makes some kind of a deal. What happens if the president comes back and says, I pardon Michael Flynn?
Assuming the president has that power, the president could do that. The question is whether or not I don't want to speculate. I don't want to get inside what's happening in the White House right now. But there are a lot of questions I'm sure the president would have before he would ever do that.
Because we got word just this week that Flynn's lawyers spoke with Trump's lawyers and said, we're no longer going to cooperate and give you access to what we're talking about with the special counsel. So is that maybe sort of saying that the shift was coming in Flynn's sort of team?
If what you're asking is if Flynn's team decided that they weren't going to get the pardon or walk
yes.
away from this.
Yeah.
So I don't know about the pardon. I can't comment on that. But for sure, they decided they stood a better chance of cutting a deal with Mueller than staying out in the cold. I'm sure there's no doubt they've been speaking to Mueller for a number of months. Flynn's team went silent in terms of the public anyway, a while back ago for any number of months. I'm sure they were talking to the government throughout that period. So the latest break with the joint defense with Trump's lawyers was just a signal that, hey, we are about to plead guilty and we can no longer talk to you.
Well, it's a pretty big deal, no matter how you slice it, Michael Flynn is in court pleading guilty today, even yep. to this lesser charge. Yeah, indication of what may be to come. And thanks so much for being with us on such short notice and give us some insight into what's happening and what could happen next. Thank you, Barack.
You're welcome. Take care.
That is Barack Cohen. He is a former federal prosecutor, and he is with the law firm of Perkins & Coie on the East Coast.